first ask you of your full name, please.
Harold Christian Jensen.
Yeah.
When we were in Denmark, when they saw that name, there was no problem.
No.
A good Danish name, right?
Of course, of course. And when were you born?
July 12th, 1917.
And where was that?
Where was I born?
Yeah, where?
I was born on a farm 2 miles north of Ringsted, Iowa.
Okay.
My mother was 82 when she died. She had 4 children, but she was never a patient in the hospital in all those years. Mm-hmm.
Your dad came from Denmark, you said?
Yes.
And from what part of Denmark?
I wish I could tell you the name of the town, but it's in the middle part of Jutland.
Okay. That's okay.
That's as close as I can.
Yeah. That's okay with me. And but your mom was born in this country.
My mother was born in Cedar Falls, Iowa. My grandmother immigrated to America too.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody decided, both she and my grandfather, they needed a mate.
Mm-hmm.
So they helped that come to be.
That worked out.
And my grandfather was a janitor in a school in Waterloo.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a lot of hard work, climbing stairs, the two-story
mm-hmm.
building,
mm-hmm.
carrying the wood and coal up and the ashes down. And then he saw an ad that could buy some land in Emmett County.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to go out here and farm.
So he did.
And he bought the land and told the school board that he wanted to move. And they didn't like to see him move because he'd been doing a good job. But he wanted to go. And when he left, they gave him a gold watch and chain. And he and my grandmother, they were so proud of that.
Mm-hmm.
But he came out here and built a little house and then he told my grandmother she could bring her two little girls up. My mother was about 3 and my aunt was just a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And as close as I could get was Bancroft, Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
Which now is 14 miles from my home. But at that time, of course, there wasn't roads. He got a man with a lumber wagon and he took them and they weaved around the slough holes and,
mm-hmm.
and got to the place they were supposed to go. And then Grandpa was on the kind of a hill where we used to call it Selenheuten because he planted a little bush of lilacs. But there come a man driving by and he had a plow
mm-hmm.
in his wagon and he drove up and asked Grandpa if he'd like to buy a plow. And Grandpa sure would, but he didn't have any money.
Mm-hmm.
But they visited a while. And then the man drove away and there stood Grandpa with the plow and the man drove away with Grandpa's gold watch.
Oh.
And now came the hard part. He had to tell wife Karn about that.
Yeah.
So he went and told her and oh, she felt so bad. But Karn, he says, the land must be plowed, and I could not plow it with my watch.
That's true.
So but she said,
"You can understand her feeling
so
about it."
She understood. Yes, you are right.
But so your dad came from Denmark to live in Ringsted, and he began farming and met your mother.
Yeah, he met my mother, and we always joked with him about they had to be engaged for 5 years before they were married.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they had to have enough to start on. My mother taught school.
Oh, yeah?
She even taught school out in Nebraska. And most of the country schools, of course.
How did she have an education to do that?
Yes, they went to, I think they called it normal school in Cedar Falls.
Oh, yeah.
UNI. Mm-hmm. I know she went there.
Yeah.
And of course she went to Grandview too.
She did?
Yeah.
For what kind of schooling was that?
Well, I can't tell you for sure.
But that would be
it was
for,
in the
for,
early
a,
days.
For a winter or something like that?
No, I think she went all year. Mm-hmm. I went for a winter term, that's all I went there.
You did for a winter term? Like Axel did?
Yes.
Okay, yeah,
I think we went the last 2 years.
Oh, yeah?
It was a, oh, maybe a vacation, you say.
Yeah.
But we learned a lot.
But you came to, you got to belonging to the Danish congregation here in Ringsted.
Right.
Your family.
My family did.
And you told me that.
My grandparents, they were part of those that stayed with the synod, you know.
Yeah.
So, of course, we always said we were the happy Danes and they were the sad Danes.
Yeah. That's a saying. That's kind what you say is actually, is there some truth to that? That name that you've had, the happy Danes. How would you describe the difference, maybe?
Well, of course,
you?
The young people, they mixed.
Yeah, sure.
Sure. Well, of course, when my folks talked, it was intermission group.
Yeah.
What does you say in Danish?
Intermission.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's quite the same word.
So I don't know, of course. They said we were the happy Danes and they were the holy Danes.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It doesn't make that much difference.
No. But you, just to catch up, that you grew up with Danish parents, parents with Danish background. So you spoke Danish in the home.
Yes.
And when you got to school, when you were supposed to go to school, did you speak Danish or English most?
No, we had to speak. We were required to speak English.
Yeah. But until we went to school, your daily language would be Danish.
Yes.
Back home, in the
correct,
home.
Correct.
Yeah. But of course, you met with other of your same age, and they would
That's
speak.
That's correct.
So you had to speak
so
English.
So we spoke English, yeah.
Yeah, so you could speak both languages.
And when I was a young man, or young lad, we did a lot of Danish folk dancing.
Yeah.
And we even went out to different places to do the folk dancing. 2 times we went to the sport, I think it was a sports festival in Ames, mm-hmm. and did the folk dancing. I know the last year we were picked as one of the group that performed in the evening. Mm-hmm. And they had put up a little, what was it? You could almost see a boxing ring mm-hmm. out on the football field. And the people sat in the bleachers with the lights shining on. We did a couple of the good old Danish folk dances there. Mm-hmm. And that was quite a thrill for me anyway. With the spotlight shining down on.
What about Danish singing? Singing Danish songs. You've been acquainted with that?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. When Henriksen, when he was here, he wanted me to sing a Danish song.
So you did?
Sure.
Which one was that?
Well, you know, that's sometimes a little hard to pick the right one. But at Christmas time, I would sing Daily Out in Himmelblå.
Sure.
I can sing that.
Yeah.
So I can sing it in English too. And I sang that in at a nursing home there when I was in Hayward. Some of them enjoyed it.
I'm sure they did.
Some of them didn't know a thing.
No. You also have, you said, you told me you have Danish traditions around Christmas.
Yeah.
Like what? If you were...
Well, we sing the Kimanu til Julefest.
Is that in the home?
In my home.
That was used to be in your home?
Yes.
Yes.
And then, oh, we have Dantroiko.
Yeah.
We don't have the goose, though.
You don't have what?
The goose.
No.
My mother sometimes, but oh, that was a lot of work. Fixing that goose and picking it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So you have you have had this Danish traditions with the singing, the folk dancing, like sort of also Axel and I guess Norman would be acquainted with. That all comes from these things sort of comes from a tradition brought over from Denmark.
Correct.
And that is the tradition that is had. Been along with the church life, isn't that so?
Correct, correct.
And that goes to back.
We had a hall there next to the church, but they did gymnastics there. They had what did you Reba?
Reba, yeah.
Yeah.
So gymnastics does also belong to this tradition of.
That was mostly a little before my time, though. Most of that.
So you've not been so much into that yourself?
No, not so much.
Okay.
Sure, we had it in summer school, Dane school.
Yeah, sure.
But just not anything real.
A thing like lectures that belongs to the tradition as well, and they have it down at the Tyler meeting. Would you have a thing would you have had a thing like lectures here in Ringsted in the older days?
Well, just occasionally someone would come in and then we would have a lecture, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one time they had a lecture in the church in the afternoon. So us young boys, you know, we were playing someplace else. And someone was talking about it. It was time if we shouldn't go to hear the lecture. And one fellow says, they say it doesn't hurt you any. And there was one little guy there. He was kind of tight with his money anyway. He said, well, you know, sometimes when we have to offer, that's when it hurts me.
Mm-hmm.
But I shouldn't say things like that. He was a nice fellow.
Yeah, sure. This tradition that we're talking about, that you've sort of been living your whole life, you've been having it sort of as a living tradition, right?
Correct.
It comes from Denmark and what you call the Grundtvigian tradition, the Grundtvigian ideas. What does that... What does that mean to you?
Well, I've been trying to read more about Grundtvig, but I I think a lot about it, and would like to know more. He said, wasn't one of his things human first and then Christian? And I said that one time at a Sunday school when I was in Haywarden there, and one lady says, that I really like to hear. Mm-hmm. Well, wasn't the folk school, didn't they want to learn to live a good life with one another?
True.
And I think that's so important too. And I like to say the best way to evangelize is by the way you live your life. Because that tells people that you can live a good, clean life and get along well in this world. Of course, I'm a long ways from being perfect, but then...
Mm-hmm. Sure. So that has meant a lot to you in your life.
Yes, yes.
But when you've been meeting with the Norwegians or other people of this community, wouldn't they agree with you about human first and Christian then?
That's true. We folk danced one year for the after Christmas party of the Sons of Norway in Esterville. Mm-hmm. And I guess we did all right at the folk dancing, but afterwards one of the fellows come over to me and he says, I have a question I want to ask you. Somebody told me that Danes have more fun than Norwegians, and I want to know if that's true. And I thought, oh, I says, absolutely it's true. And I know, because I married a Norwegian and I have a lot more fun than she does. I don't know if that's true or not, but we were married for 48 years. And I still miss her a lot.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Sure.
She always says, Harold, you gotta let me go first because I don't want to have anything to do with all the things you got money invested in. Mm-hmm.
Would you consider yourself a Dane?
Yes. And I can say I'm proud of it. Mm-hmm. Anything wrong with that?
I don't think so. I guess not.
I'm proud of my ancestors. They had a hard time, but
so you would you consider yourself a Grundtvigian? Would you consider yourself being a Grundtvigian?
Well, yes, I think I would. Mm-hmm. But I'm not. I say maybe I'm just a. Maybe you could say I'm just a lukewarm Christian. That isn't good enough, is it?
Well, that depends what you put into the words. I think I get what you mean.
Well, I was brought up to be a good Christian.
Yeah. So you cherish these traditions that you've been living with in the Danish Church, in the Grundtvigian tradition.
Yes, I do. But there aren't many Danes left around the area anymore.
No, I'm aware of that.
Oh, I sang at Danish Days when we had Danish Days.
Yeah.
This summer.
Recently.
Yes.
This year.
I sang Alti Fidei, come in. Alti Fidei.
Oh, you've got company.
Oh yeah. But
something.
Well, we're.
You can speak Danish some.
Yes, I can, but
tæl-
nobody tæl- to speak it to.
No. Du taler lidt dansk.
Ja, jeg taler lidt dansk.
Ja. Og du kan også danske sange.
Ja. I'm happy to sing a Danish song whenever somebody wants it. And for my birthday, we sang several Danish songs.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lady friend of mine, she enjoys that so much.
Mm-hmm. Will you mind singing?
We sang part of Mor Jaya Trat Nuvilja Sova.
Yeah.
One of it's the Andersons.
Vil du synge? Kan du synge en sang for mig?
Ja, hvad skal jeg synge?
Det må du bestemme.
Ja, er det dit land? Maybe not.
Maybe some of your tradition that you would be singing in your at meetings or at your home. I thought about one of the Grundtvig could be hymns. Would you remember some one or two, or maybe a Christmas hymn of his?
I could sure sing them, but I don't know all the words.
No, just one, maybe just one verse.
Nu har vi nu.
Ja.
Dejlig er den himmelblå, lyst det er at se derpå. Hvor de gyldne stjerner blinker, hvor de flyver, hvor de vinker, og fra jorden op til dig, og fra jorden op til dig.
Good. Thank you.
Valerian.
Jeg kan høre, du kan godt din danske sang.
Ja.
Ja. Og du fortalte mig før, ved juletid, der danser jeg rundt om juletræet.
Ja.
Og du har en sang, som vi skal synge til sidst.
Ja. Nu har vi jul igen.
Ja.
Aldrig går dansk, fordi de kender den, hva?
Det er sikkert. Det er sikkert. Den er der mange danskere, der synger juleaften. Måske som den sidste.
Ja, juleaften.
Eller juledag. Ja, det er sådan en af det, man synger om til sidst, tror jeg. Når man går rundt om juletræet.
Ja, ja. Jeg husker de mange juleaften.
Mm-hmm.
Når vi var inde ved hvor bedstefar og bedstemor.
Ja, det er det, jeg er med på. Er det mere, du vil fortælle om, jeg tænker på den tradition, vi har haft i kirken med at høre om Grundtvigs tanker og idéer? Is there more that you add to what we've been talking about, this ideas about man, human first, then Christian?
I would like to study more about Grundtvig, because I think he was a wonderful, great Christian man, and he had a lot of influence on many of us, including myself.
That's been a value of your life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, in this country, we're taught we have to work to feed our family. And we have to pay our bills. And now in these times I say, if you've got a good job, do a good job and keep it.
Sure.
Because it's not easy to find another one.
No, that's true.
And I hesitate to see how some of these children, even my own grandchildren, they have to go to college, an expensive college far away from home.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe that isn't all bad, but there's a lot of good colleges close by.
So they end up living far away, most often.
Right.
Yeah.
But
well, I think that's